Skulk Poseidonote is an actor, a comedian, a presenter. And in all three of those categories, he is out of work. Niswerni, Skulk.
Hello, Hanet. Yeah, no, totally out of work. But I've got a smile on my face and I've got a joke in my pocket and I've got a song in my heart. Got to stay positive.
How do you do it? I mean, when last did you do a gig, Skulk?
I think Woordfees, my last gig was...
Not so long ago.
Woordfees was beginning of March. You know what? I can tell you exactly. I think it was 10 March was my last gig. Yeah.
And the amount of money you comedians get, that'll last you for a few months. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm very grateful that I had a like a busy year last year, busy beginning of the year. I've got savings that I didn't necessarily want to dip into, but I can. I mean, there's other comedians that are definitely, or performers in general, that are definitely worse off than me right now. So, you know, not being ungrateful. But yeah, I mean, yeah, what can we do, eh?
Well, you can go online, which you're doing at 8 o'clock tonight. That's one thing you can do.
Yes, well, I was going to be in London, actually. I was going to land, I think, this morning in Scotland for some shows, and then I would have gone to London after that. But when I listened to the news bulletin with what the rand against the pound is right now, I'm pretty grateful that the shows got cancelled, because I would have been bleeding money right now in London.
Yeah, unless, of course, the shows had sold out, then you would have had lots of pounds, and then you would have been smiling.
Oh, yes, then I would have been freaking scoring. You're right. Yeah, I'm doing a live online show tonight. I mean, it sounds so cliche to say, like, guys, we must use this time to find new and innovative ways to, you know, do this and that. But I must say, these live online shows have been great because people can watch from all over the world. You know, it's not that situation that we normally deal with live shows, where now it's like, oh, I've got a show tonight in Kimberley and only 5 people in Kimberley actually like me, but I've got a 500-seater venue and now you're doing a show that I have done before. For example, I think it was in Bloemfontein where I had like a 1,000-seater venue and 100 people showed up. So, yeah, with a live online show, people can watch from all over the world, and it's something that I just would never have thought of doing if it wasn't for these circumstances.
How's it going to work? What's the platform, I suppose, is the question.
Yeah, so the site is called Webinar Jam, which is basically a different version of Skype or Zoom, I think, that can just sort of accommodate more people watching. And you will be sitting in your lounge at home. I will be sitting here on my couch at home, and I will be doing stand-up comedy to dead silence.
I was speaking to Alan Committee last night, and he was saying that that's one of the weird things. He's holding off from this for a while because he says he wants to watch how other comedians cope with it. But he said that would be one of the difficulties, that normally you feed off the energy of the laughs. And the laughs tell you whether you're heading in the right direction. The silence tells you that that kind of joke isn't working for this audience. So it's going to be interesting to see how you manage when you're not getting any laughter back.
Yes, absolutely. And what I think the biggest challenge is keeping the energy up, you know, because normally when you're not getting response from the audience, your energy as a comedian starts to dip. And in the same way, if you're getting energy from the audience, you perform better. I think the key is just trusting the material. I don't know if I would necessarily be testing brand new material tonight that I've never tested in front of a live audience. So I guess it's doing material and just trusting that people at home are laughing. Luckily, we did a live online show was about a week ago. It was mostly comedy songs, which is way easier to do without an audience because when we practiced the show, it was without an audience anyway in the musician's house. But the first 20 minutes of the show was just me doing stand-up, and it was awkward and it was incredibly hard and it was terrifying. But then afterwards, you know, it's a whole hour that goes by without you knowing, you know, with you thinking, I have no clue how this is going. I don't know if people are sitting there bored. I don't know if people have switched off their TVs by now or closed their laptops. But then afterwards, the response was so great. People saying how much they enjoyed it. That's the reason I'm doing another one.
Yeah. And I mean, you said you're not trying new material, so you're not trying coronavirus material, because when you were doing Wurtfies, you wouldn't have put that in. And that would be a very, very difficult thing to work out what you can joke about and what you can't joke about.
Yes, I'm uploading these sort of 5-minute clips every morning onto Facebook and Instagram of my lockdown day one, day two, day three. And yeah, I think we can laugh at the situation. Another comedian, Jeff Ross, tweeted the other day, if we don't laugh, we cry. But I think it's more making fun. It's not making light of the situation. I think that's sometimes what people confuse. It's just because you're joking about a situation doesn't mean that you make light of it. I mean, probably every single South African comedian has material about apartheid. White, yeah. Black, doesn't matter. You have material, yeah, okay, about apartheid, because it is not just, it's people's way of dealing with trauma or with difficult things. And
Skulk,
no
we need to cross to the news. So it is Webinar Jam. Is it, do you have to pay to access the feed?
So if you go to the ticket link in my bio on Instagram or my latest post on Facebook, the link is there, and you just follow the instructions.
How much are you charging people to watch you?
$50. Okay. $50, but it's per household, because obviously it's one link. So if you're 4 people, you're all watching on the same link.
I've just got a WhatsApp in saying, can't wait to watch Skulk again. He really has made this past week bearable. So there you got one person who will be tuning in.
Thank you. That's one person is all I need.
$50. Yeah. Okay. Skulk Besaidenhout, actor, comedian, presenter. Go to his Instagram page or his Facebook page. Click on the payment link, and then you will be able to access his show on Webinar Jam at 8:00 tonight.